You are listening to The Vitals, a bi-monthly podcast for all things oncology nursing. For even more content, check out oncologynursingnews.com or find Oncology Nursing News on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn. Hi everyone, this is Lindsay Fisher, editor at Oncology Nursing News. For this episode of The Vitals, we are joined by Clint Kirkenmeyer to discuss retention strategies in oncology nursing. Kirkenmeyer is the Associate Nursing Officer at the Vanderbilt Ingram Cancer Center, which is an NCI-designated cancer center that recently received its fourth magnet recognition and was named Best Place to Work by the American Association for Men in Nursing. As he highlights in the discussion, it is also home to multiple initiatives intended to improve nurse satisfaction and support lateral career development. Some of these initiatives include a tuition reimbursement program where nurses can receive up to $8,000 a year for their education, DAISY awards, and certification support. Lastly, Kirkenmeyer explains how the Vanderbilt Professional Nurse Practice Program helps encourage and support nurses as they elevate their practice.
Hi, I'm Clint Kirkenmeyer. I'm the Associate Nursing Officer here at Vanderbilt Ingram Cancer Center in Nashville, Tennessee. So I'm over nursing for Vanderbilt Ingram Cancer Center's 13 sites across Central Tennessee and been here for 2 years now.
And so my first question was, what onboarding strategies are crucial to ensuring new hires feel supported by the institution? But before I ask that, would you like to highlight some of the accomplishments that you're proud of at your institution? I know your magnet designation, perhaps, or, you know, I see this award, American Association for Men in Nursing. Would you just like to start off by highlighting some accomplishments that you're proud of as an institution?
Sure. So Vanderbilt is definitely nursing driven and nursing is well supported. We did just finish our fourth magnet designation, which we're real proud of. And we also included in that is our ambulatory designation with magnets. So that's both huge accomplishments for us. I'm extremely proud. We were identified as the best place to work for the American Association of Men in Nursing, being a member and something that's I find, you know, incredibly exciting. And it really drives home the importance of diversity to the institution.
And so what specific strategies do you think are crucial to help nurses, particularly new hires, feel supported at their institution?
Sure. So the Associate Operating Officer here and I, Carlene Peel, one of the things that we have initiated here in the last year and a half was we started doing a specific oncology orientation to give people, you know, the backstory of the cancer center. This is our 30-year anniversary and our 13 locations. People may work at the main campus and never make it out to our Wilson County location. So we think it's important to make sure that they see and are reminded that they're part of something bigger than just being a Vanderbilt nurse, right? You know, and helps us, you know, reminds us of the mission and why we all went into nursing and why we are in oncology. I think it's rewarding to see all the things we're doing across Central Tennessee. So part of that is we meet with them for a couple hours, go through the history, and we explain what NCI is, explain what about, you know, our FACT accreditation, a new medical assistant, or even an RN who hasn't worked in oncology may not understand what NAPBC is and what goes into making that possible. So just kind of go into at a very high level all of those different things so that when they see those little emblems on the bottom of our PowerPoints and around campus and they hear we just had another great NAPBC survey, what that means for us as an institution. So that's a part of the plan, or part of the onboarding. And then our nurses also go through an oncology specific orientation, just doing things like port dressings, you know, and it's everybody does it. I did it myself. So that when they come in to the clinic, they know the equipment we use, they know the dressings we use, they know our, you know, one of the things I've been out of floor nursing for some time, so just cleaning a port site, you know, inside right. out, you know, those things that I was ingrained to me, you know, back in 2004, and since then things have changed and making sure that they're showing up for work, knowing the essentials and the basics and the foundations, so they don't feel like there's such a learning curve and they can really focus on hitting the ground running.
Awesome. And then conversely, so for nurses who've been at Vanderbilt for a long time, you know, what strategies contribute to that nurse retention?
Sure, like many institutions, we do DAISY Awards. Our Vice President of Nursing, Michelle Hasselblad, comes around and, you know, we do, it's a big to-do, of course, and we surprise them. And you know, it's one of the best parts. And then Michelle says it's, you know, it's her favorite part of the job is to get to go around and do that. Another thing we do is leadership rounds. Carlene Peel is the Associate Operating Officer, and I will round through the clinics weekly, try to get to the different locations just to talk about what we can do differently, what the frontline staff need, and help them with some workflows that may not always make it to us. And if nothing else, just make sure that they know that we're here for them. Monthly, our Vice President of Nursing is also going around, and she goes with us and the leadership just to do again, to make sure that frontline nurses know who the leadership team is and how to reach us, gives them that platform to get a chance to actually talk to us. We do tuition benefits. It's $8,000 a year, which is, I think, huge. I did an associate degree nursing program, and then Cardinal Glenn and Children's Hospital in St. Louis paid for my bachelor's, and Washington University paid for my master's, you know, so I can personally speak to what a blessing that was for me. And you know, it's great for our nurses. We're really strong supporters of growing here at Vanderbilt. We have the VPNPP program, and that stands for the Vanderbilt Professional Nursing Practice Program. And what that is it provides a career ladder for our nurses here, so they can grow here without having to leave. And there's a checklist. They work with their leadership, and they can work with a coach to hit these different checklists. So one, it helps them, you know, for the salary difference. You know, you get an extra $3 an hour if you're an RN3. An extra $7 an hour if you're an RN4. So it's a substantial amount of money. It's not 50 cents. So it helps us to retain those nurses, because that's, you know, they know that they can grow here without having to leave. Another thing it does is it helps us to get our nurses certified. That's something, you know, for both Magnet and our, it's important for both our Magnet accreditation and our Commission on Cancer certification it gives us a carrot to help our nurses and encourage them to get certified, right? We can pay for the certification, but then we're also going to give them a raise for it, right? So I think those are things that are really good about our VPNPP program.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing all that. And then, yeah, could you explain a little bit more about the VPNPP program and, you know, and kind of walk us through what that looks like at your institution?
The VPNP program is divided into to four levels. So a level one is a novice. The groups consist of nurses with less than 12 months of clinical nursing experience. Level two consists of nurses who are more than 12 months of clinical nursing experience. And all nurses are required to attain and maintain practice at this level. Level three is they're considered proficient. This group consists of nurses who participate in continued self-education and changing unit organizational processes. So part of that application is they'd have to write out how they've influenced organizational practices. And then level four is expert. And this group consists of nurses who lead and evaluate, unite the organization, process changes using evidence as a guide for change, as well as, and then that's also the one with the certificate, being certified in your specialty. So it helps to drive change in a positive way, and it helps us to fix everyday problems that we may not see. You know, I had a mentor tell me one time, it's that when you go to somebody's house, or when somebody comes to your house, they see your dust. It's dust that's there every day. You don't see it because you walk past it every day, right? It's on the chandelier, or it's on a ceiling fan or something that you don't see, but other people from the outside can see it. So I think what this does is it helps encourage everybody to find that dust and work together to influence that change.
You know, a lot of institutions have a very similar structure or plans in place to boost retention. What would you say, like, key takeaways? What are you most proud of about the structure that your institution has, and what do you think are its strengths?
So I think, you know, it's something that the institution holds important as far as building camaraderie and togetherness. You know, I think as we've moved to more Zoom and the Teams world where all your meetings are virtual, I think that we've done a good job of encouraging togetherness. The State of Nursing address during Nurses Week, Maryland brought everybody together, had it in an auditorium still, now that it's safe. And I think that that's those kinds of things. One of the things that when we do our employee opinion survey, one of the things that we had heard was that they missed that togetherness. It's not just, Clint and Rachel getting lunch together. It's the bringing the families together, right? Because I'm not just Clint. I'm also a dad and a husband, and it's just help building that togetherness. So some of the things that we've been able to do is, a couple months ago we went to the Nashville Soccer Club and had a section. Last year we did the Nashville Sounds baseball game, and one of our team members, Tony Garcia, brought the flag up, at the flag, and we were in the Vanderbilt section, and it was, those kinds of things I think are just so important to be reminded that we are more than just a job. This is more than just a job. We're a family here. That's our hashtag on all of our social medias, hashtag big family, and I think that's something that we really try to instill here, not just in the cancer center, but across the institution. And I think that's one of the things I'm most proud of.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Vitals. Be sure to never miss a beat with Oncology Nursing News.